Quiet Mind, Day 12. No problems, just now. Why your life problems are just illusions that vanish in presence. You're right, the present moment can be dreadful. People face heartbreak, sickness, poverty, depression, and worse. So the idea that everything's fine now can sound like spiritual gaslighting. But here's the twist. The pain of the moment isn't the same thing as the suffering created by your mind's reaction to it. The present might be intense, but it's not the cause of your suffering. Your mind's obsession with resisting it and projecting it into a future that doesn't yet exist is. We think the future holds our rescue, but the future is always just more of now, repeated through the lens of our current consciousness. Without presence, the future just recycles the past with fancier clothes or a nicer job. The real breakthrough doesn't happen then, it happens now. Real change comes not when the external world shifts, but when you stop dragging the weight of psychological time through every waking moment. Hope is a lovely word, but hope is just future wrapped in prettier paper. And clinging to it keeps you from being here, where the real transformation can begin. Because when you're here, you're no longer just a bundle of reactions from the past trying to survive the next thing. You become spacious, aware, alive, and in that space, old patterns start to dissolve. But what about real problems? Bills, illness, heartbreak? That's not imagination, right? Sure, those are real situations. But a problem is what happens when your mind fixates on the situation, stews in it, and resists what is instead of responding to it. Problems need time. They need your identity to cling to them. They live in your mental theater, not in the raw moment where life actually unfolds. In the now, there are only situations, things to deal with, or things to let be. You either act or you don't, but you stop poisoning yourself with the story about how awful it is, how long it's been going on, or how much worse it might get. When you stay present, even action becomes clearer, sharper, more aligned, not reactive, but intuitive. The mind will scream, "But this is my life, my problems." And yes, it spent years crafting an identity out of struggle. Who would you be without your past pain or your anxious anticipation of the future? The ego shivers at that thought. But what emerges is something far more powerful than the old problem-soaked self, presence itself. And presence has no problems. It doesn't mean denial. It doesn't mean you ignore the bills or skip the hard conversations. It means you meet life as it is, without overlaying it with 1,000 mind-made dramas. You feel what you feel, but you no longer become your pain. You act when action is needed. You rest when it's not. You step out of the swirl and into clarity. So no, you're not escaping your problems. You're stepping out of the mental loop that creates them. You're not postponing salvation for a future that never comes. You're realizing that freedom is always now, always has been, always will be.